flew over Cambodia. I don't know if we put any Agent Orange out in Cambodia or not. We probably did, though. I don't know. I was a heroin addict in Vietnam. I didn't smoke any pot. The heroin addicts don't smoke pot. I was stationed in Saigon. I wasn't in the jungle. There's plenty of opium dens in Saigon. Yeah, I didn't smoke pot in Vietnam. I didn't care nothing. I was smoking heroin then. We were smoking heroin in Vietnam, N4-TAT. I didn't care nothing about no marijuana, man. I was self-medicating myself with heroin over. What did smoking heroin taste like? I don't know. We smoked it in cigarettes. I can't remember that it tasted like we smoked it in menthol cigarettes. So I don't remember. It tasted like a menthol cigarette over. Oh, yeah, that's not what you think, though. I mean, you're very functional. You're more functional than a drunk or a pothead. That's for sure. I mean, you're very, very functional. I know a doctor that treats heroin addicts. And that's what he does. The way I was using it in Vietnam, I'd get up in the morning and, you know, smoke me a rail. That's what we call them. I'd smoke a rail in the morning. And then about lunchtime, I'd smoke me another rail. And then when I got off work, I'd go home and my girlfriend would, you know, tie me up a little bit. And, you know, we'd smoke some, but she didn't smoke. She was a speed freak. She was a speed freak, you know, so had a little speed freak girlfriend. You know about that, Rod. You know about having a little speed freak girlfriend, Rod, over? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I used to sit up on that veranda of that restaurant. What's that? Well, I lived above a whorehouse in Saigon, you know. And I'd sit up there on the top of that whorehouse and look down on the highway. And Oriental speed freak girlfriend. And you can relate to what I'm talking about. You know, make sure she's older than 14, though. N4-TAT Mobile. See you later.